The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand.
Well, hell, here we are again. Episode 62. And it is a treat for you guys today. It was a treat
for us.
Yes. Well, partially. It was like a double treat for Sam.
No. Don't even be talking about it.
He got to see Ray Richmond.
Yes, I did.
But he also
Jason got to see Cam.
Nope. I beat you to it. So for those of you on the video end of this, we figured out the last time we do a lot of sight gags.
You do a lot of gagging all the time.
We're gonna just try.
Just kidding. You don't have a gag reflex.
We're going to try to maybe lessen that a little bit. But here's the thing. If you're listening to the audio portion of this, you need to go to our YouTube channel, or you need to find TV Pod Nation, Pod Nation TV. You need to find that on your Roku device or find it on Amazon Fire. Or, like I said, find us on YouTube. It is the TNA Podcast on YouTube. And find our channel. You got to be 18 to look at this stuff because we say fuck a lot.
Yeah, well, that too. But you got to be 18 to take a look at all of this.
Yeah.
Check it out.
But on this episode, you will get to see the lovely, lovely Ray Richmond.
Lovely.
And you will get to see the old Root.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend, Cam.
Cam the Hammock. That's probably about a good representation, right?
My God.
I guarantee she's enjoying that right now, considering.
However, because of the legalities, you won't be seeing that.
No.
Although Sam asked several times and I had to edit it out of the video.
Well, damn it.
We will see you on the backside of this. much like Cam sees Ray.
Yeah, he's on the backside of that right now, guaranteed.
But anyway, here is our interview with Ray Richmond and Cam. We cannot believe it. Once again, we are blessed with the presence of one Miss Ray Richmond, but there's actually a bonus.
No. Well, said, you had to throw bone in
I
there,
said,
didn't you?
I said bone.
Be prepared, Cam. It's not going to end.
We want to welcome Ray back and Cam to the TNA podcast. Thanks for saying that you would be willing to do this.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, guys. We're really excited. I enjoyed it so much last time. Can't wait to see what you guys have in store for this one.
Oh, God. Well, at least that's not us saying that to you.
Well, you already know what you're going to see on my face.
Well, that's true. That's true. And for people who haven't heard the first episode where we interviewed you, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, Ray Richmond.
I'm Ray Richmond. I'm 57 years old. I am a top under 1% now OnlyFans model.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cam Hawk is my co-star and also my boyfriend. And he is 37 years old, which people seem to have, a lot of interest in.
Well.
Yeah. Ham Hawk.
Okay.
And hey, see, y'all did give me the nickname. I would like to say, that I did piggyback that off to you guys.
as he goes out on his own. the baby duck has left the nest or whatever the hell it is with a raging fucking heart on.
Oh, Lord.
And I, and before I came here to record this with Sam, I'm talking to my lover and she's like, so you're interviewing Ray again. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, have fun, but don't have too much fun. I'm like, number one, she is let's just take it anywhere in the country. She's about 800 miles away. Let's do that.
Sure.
And then she has a somebody with her tonight that you might be interested. I'm telling this to my lover. She's like, I'm like, well, she'd come home. She watched that. Come throw rocks at me. But anyway, you have been very busy, my lady, since we have spoken to you last. You have been all over the place. Yes. Tell us something about that. We've seen you on the news.
Yeah. I've been on the news. I have been in the Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, Yahoo News. The Sun just ran a big story. One of the biggest tabloids in the world ran a story this week. There's a magazine in the UK that's actually a physical magazine called That's Life. And another one called Closer is coming out January 9th with a 2-page spread on Cam and myself. And News Nation. I was right between the war and more stories about the war. I was interviewed on Fallon show by Leland Bitter. So it was quite an experience to be real news between things, you know, about the presidency and the war and Ray Richmond porn star. It was quite surreal.
Hell yeah. Something worth actually, I don't know, listening to, talking about, looking at.
A 2-page layout and Cam was a page and a half.
God, here we go. It starts.
I just want to see if he turns red or if his head just swells out of frame.
Which That's one?
Well, both of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's not going to do anything different.
Good
stuff.
Sam did what Sam does. Sam does his due diligence and drink. It's different now that we're doing a video component because it used to be we could just like point at each other and say, you know, shut the fuck up, you know, and all this. Well,
that's usually Jason doing that.
Yeah. So now we're on video going, oh, people know we cheat. We have a script, not really a script, but Sam does his due diligence and does research. A lot of his research I've noticed with yourself included and maybe some other guests we've had requires Jergens lotions. I don't know about that. I'm just glad I'm not doing that kind of research. I hit the high spots with the clothes on.
I'm an in-depth journalist. Okay.
That's impressive.
I go all the way in.
Oh my God. Ray Richmond, as she said, she is 57 years old and now in the, at the research point, it was 0.8% of OnlyFans models. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And
I've been under 1% consistently for the past about 2 months.
That is fantastic. Wow. And to be honest, I did my research too, so yeah. I can completely see why.
Mm-hmm. And that consisted of what, Jason?
anyway, uh-huh. And we've already covered this, but I'm doing right by Sam because he went to the trouble of writing this stuff.
Do me right.
So please. I'm gonna go ahead and go with exactly what he wrote.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So she has a boyfriend named Cam who has a big old root.
I thought you were gonna say root.
Root. They enjoy getting downright freaky. And Ray,
you're gonna call me Root Daddy. Root Daddy. Might change my platform name.
And another one of these things that came up, and to be honest, I've kind of I don't know exactly what's going on with this, but are you still in the corporate world?
I am still in the corporate world.
Well, why? I didn't want to be like, oh shit, that's one of those things I wasn't supposed to talk about.
No, it's totally fine. I'll tell you what, I'm ready to the point. I probably should have left several months ago. I'm to the point now where it's becoming pretty much I'm going to have to, because there's a documentary in the works. I can't say too much about that. But really? I have a lot of things coming up that are going to make it incredibly difficult for me to continue to do that. So I will be leaving that pretty soon. I haven't given them a notice yet. So maybe if they're listening, you know, hey, guys, we need to have a talk. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Every time I get a phone call from my boss, I think it's the call. You know, seen me on the news.
And I cannot believe, I mean, obviously, Ray is a stage name, if you want to leave it that way. But still, it's you. And it's one thing if you're behind a subscription wall on OnlyFans, but to be out there in tabloids and on the news and all that, how in the hell have you done this Bruce Wayne Batman shit? And
well,
managed-
I'll tell you my thoughts on that. My thoughts on that are this. When I was in the corporate office, I worked in corporate headquarters. It was 4 years ago, and I had a short platinum pixie. I've only seen the people that I work with in person twice since then, and I had gray hair at the time.
I got I got you.
So unless they hear me speak, I'm, you know, I have that Southern thing going on like y'all do. But, you know, just seeing the pictures, they might go, oh, that looks familiar. But probably the body that I have now, because y'all know I had some work done. That story came out last week. Yeah, those were already there, baby.
My goodness. I can pixelate stuff for YouTube. But anyway,
I was actually going to stand up.
I just wanted to touch him one time. You know, he's missed him for the past couple hours. But yeah, I think what the thing is that they know, but they can't, from an HR perspective, say anything. So it's kind of hilarious.
Well, it's not
so
like
you hold them. You have them firmly grasped.
Are you talking about Cam or her?
Her. She,
well,
she
talking about work. But,
she has the corporate world.
Cam as often as possible.
I'll be damned.
She's got the corporate world by the balls.
Right? Hey, there you go.
Yes,
squeeze. Oh, so that's wonderful.
So is and this might be, we barely touched on it the last time, but would there be?
No, I touched on it a lot.
Stop that. Is there a morality clause in your contract?
If there is, I don't remember it because I wasn't an OnlyFans model porn star at the time. So it probably didn't ever occur to me when I signed it 4.5 years ago that I would ever be taking my clothes off and having sex with this gorgeous man here.
And even if there was, that it would be their only grounds for letting you go. But
right. My performance reviews are excellent.
So they're
performance.
again, what are we talking about?
I was about to say, I'm going to give you an exceeds.
Well, I do have that hot boss video. I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Video with the subordinate being punished by having to watch me do things that they can't participate in.
Just damn. That's just mean. Sorry about that, Cam.
So, you're still there and you're just thinking that you made probably a lot more money off of this than you have doing that. And then having to worry, you know, cause even though you don't care, it's still going through all the crap that you have to go through with, what were you thinking? It's, hey, it's my life, but, it's
good. And to be honest, like she's about to the point anyways to where she doesn't have the time to manage both of them in a day or a week period. Like
that was
she's working on her. She's working on her platforms like all day Saturday and Sunday throughout, you know, on and off. Like it's a overtime job for the platforms by themselves, I'd say.
That was
with the course, since I launched the course December 5th, because I have the OnlyFans model creator course, the creator success course that launched December 5th, and that has taken off. I've got private coaching clients from that now. So it's really a balancing act, and I'm a workaholic, but at some point something's got to give. Like when it starts taking time away from this right here, then that's not going to happen.
most people think that she rubbed his stomach. I know that. So that was going to be
from the inside.
That was whoa. My goodness.
Oh, just got a little physically ill
there. it's like the running joke at my house. It's like, ah, she said give me 6 inches and make me bleed. I stroked her 3 times and punched her in the head. So what that was going to be my next question, is how you managed to juggle all this as far as time. But
I get up really early and I stay up really late, and I'm very good at multitasking.
Obviously,
I don't spend corporate time on my OnlyFans, but I do get a lunch hour, obviously. And, you know, I do what I do. We do our content. I mean, if we filmed all of our sex, I would never get anything else done but editing content. But we film about a fourth of it, maybe, if that.
Wow.
I mean, we have a lot of sex. So
she's burning
a lot of content.
She's burning that candle at both ends, and at least one of that ends is Cam's getting a little wax drippings. Yeah.
We've covered a little bit of Ray here, but Cam, you're gonna be it, man. You're on the hot seat because she divulged in the first interview that we did that you are the reason she's doing this. You put that idea in her head, and
I did.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Yes, very much. Now, the first obvious question is: anybody, any layperson listening to this, or that has very little, you know, interaction on OnlyFans, they think of OnlyFans as strictly that pornography. Revealing, you know, videos, pictures, blah, 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 blah. The first thing that would go through a guy's mind is jealousy.
Mm.
Even though you're in some of the content, you suggested it to her. Do you have any regret? And I know that's pretty deep to ask.
Absolutely no regrets in terms of, you know, like, and, you know, being some encouragement of this journey for her. No regrets there at all. You know, and the whole jealousy thing, you know, like, you know, I think I went through a little stage of that, you know, like, just kind of like, you know, what is she chatting about? Who, you know, this kind of, that kind of stuff. But right. You know what, man, like, I just saw how happy it was making her, you know, just seeing her thrive and like, you know, her being a woman and being able to express that in her beautiful way, you know, like, you know, I just figured, you know, like, I just stepped completely away from like being involved with her platform and anything outside of the videos, you know, I just stay away from it, you know, just so I don't allow any of that stuff in my head. And outside of that, I trust her, you know, like,
and
she's gonna,
that's gotta be a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like we have quite a bit of history before OF came around, so
right, right.
Yeah.
You guys were a thing before that. Obviously, that's how you ended up kind of putting this idea in her head.
Right. And
I hate talking about it like that because, like, she's not in the room. She's right there beside of you. But you have the greatest job as a supporting actor.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Co-star.
Co-star,
yeah.
Well, stunt dick. I was going to use that, but it's
stunt cock.
Doing, doing.
Yeah. God.
But, you also have like a little like button you could push for a doing.
we're working on all kinds of dumb shit. Yeah. Don't give us any more ideas.
But you know, I do got to take some credit though. You know, like a lot of the creativity, you know, like all the video ideas, like the cool like stuff that's got spunk to it. Like that's all my choreography and, you know, my ideas and stuff like that. So, but since then, I mean, like it's all I did was open a door to a pathway she already has, you know? So yeah, man, it's been great. You know, like I'm excited to see, I'm excited to be on the sidelines. I'm glad I get to put something in her. None of these douchebags get to do that.
That's the important thing, you know, people do come at me every day, but like Ken said, he trusts me, and why in the world would I ever look at anything or anybody else when I got this? I mean, that would just be insanity.
And I say douchebag. The only douchebags I'm referencing to are these dirtbags that send you these nasty comments. Like, she'll get these comments sometimes. This is when I really want to get involved. I want to be like, you motherfucker, I'm going to tell you something. You know, they'll send her these long comments, like, trying to criticize her. And it's always referencing to her story. you know, like when her hometown found out and
right.
how, wow. it's, you know, just really, yeah, man. And it's just hateful. Blah, you know, it's just so aggravating to see people want to see another person down on their journey.
That was another thing that we were going to bring up that had happened not long after we had interviewed you initially, and you had discussed a little bit of your background and, you know, your past. You want to tell everybody what kind of blew up with your hometown?
Oh, my goodness. So my core group of what I thought were my best friends consisted of five girls, including myself, who have known each other since elementary school, and we're all best friends. And so one of them, I guess, was delegated to come and talk to me. And basically the conversation was, now, y'all know Cam and I are both in recovery. We've been really open about that and have been sober for quite some time. He's coming up on 2 years and, you know, I'm about 16 months. And so their first thing that they had to say to me was that I was being coerced by him and that he was probably drugging me.
Wow.
So it was a lovely conversation and it went really well, as you can imagine, when they attacked my boyfriend and accused me of being on substances.
So, wow. I'm some ecstasy dealer in the corner of a strip club somewhere.
Like, come on, man, do you think you have to coerce me to have sex with this hot man? Please. Are you kidding me? And after seeing our videos, I just wanted to share them with the world because I think everybody should see that. I'm just saying.
So, he was shooting.
But what happened was she actually was nice about it. But some of the other girls in the group, when I didn't immediately like cower in the corner and take the things down and stop doing what I'm doing, basically told me I was going to hell, sir, and Satan, you know, just all this crazy stuff. I mean, you know, I just don't even know what to say. Basically, she told me to kiss her ass, and I thought that was pretty Christian of her. But anyway, that ended that friendship, and she blocked me. And so, you know, I got really upset and sad, and we talked about it. And, you know, Kim was like, they don't pay your bills. They don't, you know, they don't get a say in what we do or who we share it with or who, you know, you let watch it. Basically, you know, like I said in the Huffington Post article, I wrote that essay because of that, you know, like at what point, like, is it because I'm having sex with him and he's 20 years younger? Is it because I let people watch? Is it because, like, which part of it is not okay? Like, what rules do you have for me? Can you write them down? Cause I'm not sure that I'm following them.
No doubt.
That was kind of where that started. And of course I got, you know, I have to thank him because I got a lot of publicity out of that. It only made my brand more popular. So
yeah,
thanks, girl.
Yeah.
They need to learn the old
scandal sales.
Yeah, controversy creates cash.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that the one who came to me did it with love, and she and I are still extremely close. The rest of them have fallen.
It's one thing if somebody has a concern. It's another thing to disguise that concern or say that's a concern and then turn around and just be like, well, you're not going to follow my lead in doing this. So let me just shun you for that. I don't get that.
It's really envy deep down, you know, like,
oh yeah.
Jealous of the success, but wish they could have it in different ways.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is tiny, tiny comparison. Doing this show for me and him, he and I, we started out doing this podcast as legit, meaning we weren't going to do the things that we've done. We were going to keep it somewhat clean. We were going to, you know, try to delve into all these topics, and we did do some of that, but
one
like
episode.
Yourself, yeah,
we
we could not let our personalities stay out of the picture. These are the things that interest us. Interviewing people like you is something that interests us. And with the fan base that we now have, for good or for bad, they enjoy that too. But there are times that when somebody in my family or somebody in a certain social circle will be like, hey, Jason's got a podcast with his buddy. And I'm like, Yeah. Because it's like, oh, really? What is it? You know, and I'm like, I don't think you want to be playing at a church. You know what I'm saying? But
my sister is a pastor. And she asked me, are you doing an episode tonight? You're getting ready. What's it going to be on?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on cat watching.
God done reached out.
Right, you got it. Well, that's pretty accurate.
We'll send you the link. Oh, I totally forgot.
Careless cat watching.
Oh, I've told her a few times, and she's like, do you suppose maybe if you would stop cussing, more people would listen to it?
Wow.
No.
Probably not. No, because, you know. But yeah, she's there's been plenty of times I thought, I don't know if I should tell her about this or not. But usually I do, because she doesn't really judge or anything like that, but she's not going to, you know, just come over to you and give you a high five.
Yeah. Going, way to go.
Way to go, Ray.
Yeah.
Good job, Cam. I heard a lot about you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, she'd bless you, but God already has, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So,
well, I think the thing that people would find the most interesting, or, you know, maybe crazy about that, is that all these months later, I still get messages of hate every single day. Mm-hmm. The one that Cam was talking about earlier, I got that today. It's like, move on with your life, people. Like, this guy sent me a message this long, and I basically said, too long, didn't read. Go to my website. Like, I'm like, you know, I don't know what you want me to say.
That's
like,
wild. I got a question from something we brought up earlier. Was when you're working in the corporate world, and I've got some questions for you eventually that we'll just message each other over that stuff, because I hate corporate people. But
wow,
eventually
that didn't sound weird at all.
I hate corporate. Eventually you're
working for corporate people is what he's trying to say.
There you go. Eventually you're going to leave that world. I mean, yes. Do you have anything special planned on your final day? Are you going to choreograph anything in the office?
Well, you know, I was thinking about accidentally bumping a button on her computer.
Oh, wow. See, he's like, already thought of some stuff, right?
Yeah,
he's access prepared. To
her, yeah, and he could do it
at meetings.
Yeah, he could bump that button from across the fucking room.
Yeah, yes he could.
She'd be leading him through the office on a leash.
That is hysterical.
Walking around. Yeah.
I always say if my mute button stops working, I'd be fired anyway. But if that camera ever comes on, I most certainly would.
Wow.
Well, maybe not. You might get fired, but you might end up with some more subscribers.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? That short hair and stuff probably didn't make that much of a difference. I'm pretty sure that I'm betting the guys go, yeah, I know that one now. I don't even have to see her face.
They do. I'm sure I have subscribers that are people that work for me or with me. So, yeah, I'm sure.
Yep.
That that to me would be, I don't know, I guess it would be in my head. It's like, yeah. And I told you know, and I think I mentioned this before. It's like, I completely thought if there was, you know, a really, really big audience for like somebody like me, and I could make, you know, whatever, I would tell them at work, like, I'm gone. I'm out. And then even if I stayed for like a little while and somebody be like, so I know what you're doing. And I'll be like, well, hey, thanks a lot for that $15 a month, man. I appreciate the hell out of that.
Exactly.
So you get to come to work and tell everybody that you were looking at Jason's little wiener, you know? So,
and I will tell you, there is a market for every single body type. I told you that last time.
You did. And please don't tell me that again, because
don't tell me that.
I've got a creator course that's on sale right now.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Okay. But every night I'm in bed. I better not say that.
You're thinking about us? Okay, cool.
No.
He's just thinking about Cam.
I look at the person in bed with me and go, if you would just listen to me, we wouldn't have to go to work tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. And I
would love to help both of you guys with that.
I can tell you, that will never happen. if I could show her proof, it's like, look at this W-2, would you? And she'd be like,
I can tell you where I made $20,000 last month. How about that?
Yeah.
Just stop, Ray. It's not. Don't, there are plenty of people for you to help, but it ain't going to be me. I'm sorry. As much as I'd like for it to be, you have no idea how much I'd like for it to be.
Dude, you
it ain't the card.
You work at a place that you call the Big G.
Yeah.
And then she's talking about making 20
yeah.
of the Big G's.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Cam has a big P. Are we talking about that again?
Big G.
G.
Big G.
Oh, okay. G. I thought you were talking about God. Big Dick. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm doing the
wrong consonant.
I'm doing the due diligence for Sam because I've got the questions.
I'm just letting him read them off. Well, I'm just going to sit over here and have fun and watch.
The one thing.
Like that, I usually do.
The one thing that keeps coming up. Is this looks great, by the way.
What, your old man?
Glasses? Yeah, yeah,
old specs.
Yeah. Cam, how is all this? I asked about the whole jealousy thing, but how has the whole thing affected you?
The whole fame and fortune.
Yeah, has all the attention made your head swell?
we watch our own porn sometimes. Is that what you mean?
If the attention made your head swell, it can't be any bigger than that apple that Ray gnaws on. But anyway, hey,
speaking of my head swelling and all that, busting, I took a half of Viagra at some point. I don't even think I told her about this.
Today?
Today.
Babe, why?
I don't know, but I just wanted to. But I felt like my dick had a real headache in it. It was like pulsating and throbbing like it was gonna blow up or something.
My God.
Wow. Yeah. Mine did a couple times earlier
what
today.
Was that?
She's like, I had no idea.
It's always good, so
what is your Cam? What is your favorite thing to do to Ray when having relations?
What's the one thing you do to her that just makes you giddy because you just love her reaction?
Oh yeah, I like when she squirts. I don't know. I love it when she squirts.
My goodness,
he makes me squirt
because I can feel it. I can feel it when it's fixing to happen too. I can do this little thing to make it.
Hey, where I come from, we call that the trick.
The trick.
That's what that is.
You're getting that. Yeah. You're getting power wash.
Yeah. So, same question to you, Ray. What do you think?
Oh, well, you know how much I love to deep throat him. And when he moans, when he's ready to come in my mouth, and then I love it so much when he's all the way down my throat and he comes down my throat. It's the happiest thing. I love
she does. I used to think it was kind of weird how much she liked it. Start to growl like when she's sick to do it. Like.
This is the times that I am so happy that I can isolate the audio. He's going off camera. No.
What the hell did I just kick?
I don't know. But you made it ring, whatever Damn. It was. I was not ready for that to be answered that way,
my ding-a-ling was ringing.
Thank you.
You're You've welcome. Seen the content. You know, that's my favorite thing
well,
to
I,
do.
Well, days change. And
anytime, anywhere. Sometimes I wake him up like that.
Damn.
Now I'm just pissed.
I am. Yeah. You are.
Sorry, forgot about that. At least I have some. Never mind. Ray, you've rekindled your YouTube channel for educational purposes. We covered a little bit of that. Tell us about that. We're subscribed to your YouTube channel.
Thank you so much.
No problem. tell us a little bit about that, because that's another, you are so business minded. That's what, without saying it like offhandedly, you're an OnlyFans model, but you have a business mind. Yes, you're having fun. Yes, you're fucking on camera. You're living out some fantasies. You're doing that kind of stuff, but you're not just doing this haphazardly. You are marketing yourself better than anybody. I personally, we've kind of saw you from somewhat from the beginning almost, and you just skyrocketed in your popularity, but you are constantly there. You are constantly on these platforms, social media. You are pushing yourself.
Yes.
And now YouTube has come into play, and you also are doing educational programs to help other people start in OnlyFans. Tell us about that.
So that stemmed from my frustration. Well, first of all, my corporate background is in learning and development. So that's one of the departments that I currently oversee in my day job. So as I did my research into becoming an OnlyFans model, I joined a lot of groups, a lot of communities. And what I found was a lot of really, really bad advice. I mean, I went in there when I was brand new, and I tried some of the things that people were saying that you should do. And they don't work. Like, they literally don't work. And so, but people are continuing to throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. And then when it doesn't stick, they pick it back up and throw it again. And it drives me insane. So I figured out my system, my sales funnel, my marketing. When we talked about doing it, y'all, we started talking about that in December of last year, and I launched in May. I planned and I strategized for 5 months before I launched my account. That part of that was making content, of course, but a lot of that was market research and determining, okay, we know I'm older. We know he's younger. We've got the age gap. What's my look going to be? What's my brand going to be? And I stay true to my brand no matter what. So when I actually did start to see that immediate success, and I just kind of like, do the same thing. I do the exact same thing. There's no variation to my formula. It's a formula and it works. And so I'm seeing all these girls and women, my age, younger women, you know, older than me, whatever, and they just don't know what to do. And so they're coming in these groups and they're saying, I started an OnlyFans. What do I do? And my heart goes out to them because, goodness, I can't even imagine being in that position. Like, I did a bunch of research before I did mine, and I was blessed enough to figure this formula out and make my account into a success like it's been. I just want to give back. Like, I live in abundance. I believe in there's enough of this pie for all of us. Pardon the pun. but, you know, I really do feel like there's a place in this market for everyone, regardless of your age, your body type, whatever. But you're not going to get there by just taking some naked pictures and posting them up on OnlyFans. And so I think people hear OnlyFans, and they think, oh, I want to do that. But they don't have the first idea how. So I created this course. It's 20 modules. It's very in-depth. It's from start to finish, my sales funnel, my marketing plan. Not only that, but I teach them about privacy, about safety, about how to protect their content from piracy. How to deal with these guys that come at you, how to deal with, you know, keeping your fans happy. Social media is your job until you have a big following, and then it's still your job, but you got another job keeping your fans happy. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. Social media is not peripheral to what you do. It is what you do, because on OnlyFans, it's not searchable. So you have to drive traffic to your page.
Right.
And so the YouTube channel, you know, I'm kind of well known now, but still, these girls have been scammed by people coming at them, offering paid promotion that doesn't work, offering to share for share, which doesn't work, all of this stuff. And so they've been burned, and they're not going to trust someone coming in selling them something. So I have a tips guide that's free that they can get. It's a tips for OnlyFans model keys to success that I wrote to help them get started. They don't have to pay anything for that. My YouTube channel is free. I have a free Facebook group that they can come in and ask questions. And one thing that I do is I'm very hands-on with all of those things. The YouTube channel I want to give them real examples and real tips and things that they can really use. And I also give them my steps to back it up. I mean, I show my big months and I show, you know, I started at this, you know, I made $1,000 my first month and this is where I made last month. And I show them the screenshots of my account with how many fans and all of that. So I want to build the credibility and the trust because I want to help and the help is there. But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So I have these free resources, the Facebook group, the YouTube channel, the tips guide, and then my creator course, which is, like I said, extremely in-depth, also includes a coaching group, which is me, that they have access to at any time to ask their questions about anything really related to OnlyFans or any of the other platforms. So, you know, that right now it's $499, but right now it's under a launch special, so it makes it $299. And I know I sound like a sales pitch right now, but y'all, I offer payment plans because I get it. Like, it's hard, you know, starting out. So,
right. And this is good. This is something that anybody that has any business sense or just sense at all, you have to spend money to make money.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you're, you know, if you're spending $300 to get professional advice, at least professional in the fact that somebody who is actively doing it, who started out and has made something of it, that information is invaluable, in my opinion. And it wouldn't matter what it was. This just happens to be OnlyFans. The one question I do have to ask real quick, Cam, does your big dick keep slapping your phone every once in a while? Because I'm hearing this. I see your hand go down and then I hear a bunch of, whoosh, and I'm like,
he's making adjustments over there.
He just went, I'm going to go to the other knee. I mean, that happens too. He just got a hard on.
He should get that damn thing away from me.
See if this is the kind of noise Sam makes.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
It has nothing to do with his wiener.
No.
But
I watched the latest video on YouTube when you were talking about making 20 grand and stuff, and I was just like, yep. Yeah, I mean, she lays it out there. She really does. And it's very very educational. And I've just kind of wondered about these other people that are given ideas that aren't working and stuff like that. Do you think maybe that might be a little intentional in order to ward off any competition?
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually in one of my videos. I think it's mm-hmm. so bad it must be intentional.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
The idea of having somebody that can guide you, because looking at it from a guy's point of view, and I mean, I know there's male contributors and other orientations, there's all kinds, and we'll get to you in a minute, Cam.
He took some Viagra, Jason. Careful what you say.
Okay. But if you have all that out there from a guy's point of view, they think, just like me, you know, saying to my lover that, hey, if you just listen to me, we don't have to go to work tomorrow. It is not as simple as, hey, let's fuck on camera.
No, it's not.
But a lot of people, when they say OnlyFans, is like, well, I'm going to start an OnlyFans page. Fuck you guys. You know, that. There's a lot more to it. As much trouble
as you have setting up shit for us.
Oh, yeah.
I can see you setting up crap in the bedroom.
I'd get like two strokes in and be like, shit, we're out of focus.
fucking lighting.
And I would like to say, you know, her course, just, you know, outside looking in, you know, it's going to create so much more competition for the models that are top 10% right now.
Right.
Top 3%, top 1%. You know, because a lot of these people that have somewhat success on OnlyFans go into OnlyFans with a huge social media following.
Right. Yeah.
They, on the other hand, went into OnlyFans with your normal, typical social media following that everybody has at home and built it with zero social media following to what it is now. So these girls that are in OF that have the thousands and thousands of followers on social media, but don't have the business mind to grow it, that's all they're missing is a little guidance, because they have the cream of the crop, which are the numbers,
yes,
right in their pocket. They just don't know how to access it.
And their promo and their stuff you can only get away with so much on Instagram or Facebook or, you know, Twitter or whatever. No, Twitter's a little different animal.
It is, but let me tell you something. I have a philosophy that I think is actually, I don't want to say, because I, you know, I'm not the only way to do it. My way is not the only way to do it, but it's been extremely successful. But I don't show it on, like, people go and they put nudity on Twitter and Reddit. You're not going to see me naked anywhere but my OnlyFans or my Fansly, because that's an exclusive place that you can see me.
Right.
And the way that she, her coaching teaches these girls how to, first and foremost, be safe.
Yeah.
You know, with their privacy.
Yes.
With how they're communicating and interacting, you know, because that's, it's a dangerous, it can be a dangerous market.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's girls in our rep that have stories of people of having to get the police involved, you know, because of stalking. And, you know, there's just so many factors that come into it when putting yourself out there that, you know, Ray's been through it. You know, she's been through it. Fortunate she had some experience, you know, the average bear doesn't have, to be able to navigate through those obstacles, you know. And I really think it's going to be a game changer for a lot of women to be professionally successful rather than just sexually professional on OnlyFans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I have one girl in the course right now who's in my coaching program who has, I want to say, 90,000 followers on Clapper. She live streams on the Clapper platform, but her OnlyFans was struggling because she didn't know how to run that piece of it. And she actually gave me permission. I posted her information on my Facebook yesterday with her testimonial, because after a week of using one tip that I gave her, she's already gone down 1%, which is up, you know, better 1%, and made an additional $200+ just from one little tip. And she hasn't even started the rest of it, social media and all of that, which she starts tomorrow.
And that's and that's 2/3 of the price of the entire course.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go. Spend money to make money.
You know, right, I got one thing to say before I ask a question. You said something. Jason's not your average bear, just so you know.
And see, I knew he wanted to say that.
I love it.
And eating grin.
Yeah.
You know what? Not the type of bear that you're. That
and, and you're damn sure not a twink. So shut up.
You say you get a lot of hate mail and stuff like that, but, you know, do you have, and you said there's a lot of weirdos out there too. Now, we have talked to some
people. You're talking
before.
To two of them.
Yeah, there you go. But do you ever get people who maybe request some things from you all that are just way the hell out there?
Yes. And I'll tell you, when we were talking about safety, I want to say this real quick in conjunction with that. And that is, those people back home who were so upset with me that they felt like I was, you know, oh, well, you should be proud of it. You should put your name out there. Well, this is why I don't want to put my name out there. It's for safety reasons. It's not that I'm ashamed of what we're doing. Obviously, my face is everywhere. It's simply that I don't want some psycho showing up at my door, you know.
Yeah.
So, and another thing is, one of those girls went and posted my real name on a comment on one of the big media stories. And it's like, you know what? I don't understand why they can't just get over it. But anyway, your question about content requests. Yes, we have had some extremely out there content requests.
What's the worst one?
Yeah, we got
what's the worst one.
Can I say what I think the weirdest one is?
Yeah.
I'm going to probably say something about some weird feet. But somebody wanted, like, I guess there's this like fad for girl sitting on a bake on a cake on a clear chair. And so she went and bought a cake.
I've heard of this.
And sat on it.
I've heard of it.
She's got this like clear sex chair, you know, can see through it. And they wanted her to sit on it and take pictures of her doing it. And I was just, I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I mean, like all the things you can be doing.
He's sitting there going,
of all the shit.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't even here to eat it out of me.
Whoa.
I know. It was really a waste of a cake.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't chocolate to begin with.
I posted a preview of that on my OnlyFans and a bunch of pictures of it on me, like everywhere, because I use the icing and, you know.
Yeah, you got to get full use out of the cake.
Oh, yeah. I smashed it. I might as well.
Right? That's right.
That was a hard shower to get that out. I'm not
bad.
That
oh, damn.
Was everywhere.
And I mean everywhere.
Oh, she was like
everywhere.
Dyed different colors and areas. Looked like she'd been fucking a clown or something.
God. It was a funfetti cake. So there were little pieces of shit.
Sprinkles.
But the weirdest request for me, well, there have been some extreme requests. Well, you guys, okay, I've had a couple videos taken down by OnlyFans, and I have to be really careful because we do get a little extreme. One video, and this wasn't a request, so I'll get back to that in a minute, but Cam was really mad at me one day. He was really upset with me. And so I said, well, why don't you punish me? And, you know, well, you know. And so he said, okay, no limits. You know, you can't say no to anything. And I'm like, okay. Well, there's like a real domination punishment video that was extremely intense. Like, it was hard.
She was a bad girl.
I was a bad girl. But, yeah, he punished me. And OnlyFans took it down. They said it was illegal activity.
Really?
I suspect because there was
damn. A
where there was, I said no, and he didn't stop. But I never actually say no to him. But, you know, it was not, it was all consensual. Everything was consensual. I was just trying to get him to slow down for a second. But, so I have that on my Fansly, and it's been a big seller. And the other thing on Fansly is the public one we talked about last time in the sex shop. I can sell those over on Fansly, whereas I can't on OnlyFans. So if you're looking for my more extreme, like discipline, ball gag in the mouth, restraint, which are right here on this.
Uh-huh. Right here. I see the handcuffs right in the background.
Yeah, there's handcuffs with. Mm-hmm.
I can see.
Oh, yeah. My God, they're reaching for shit.
They're just holy. They're everywhere.
My goodness. My goodness.
So, those are on Fansly because I'm afraid to put more extreme on OnlyFans because I'm afraid I'll lose my account, and it's very important to me. So
well,
it's against the terms of service. They don't like degradation and humiliation. There was a lot of that in that video. Mm-hmm. So
if you're filming, just remember to make your safe word yes.
I can't help, yeah.
Exactly.
There you
oh
go.
My goodness, that's very
smart. Yeah, I can't.
The weirdest thing a man has asked for is how do I say? Well, I guess I can say it on here, right?
You can yeah. say any fucking wanted, thing you want.
He wanted ass to mouth.
Ah.
We did it. We did it, but it was weird to me that, you know, that was a thing he wanted to see.
It takes all kinds.
The old ATM.
It was strange to me, but I did it. We had fun. It was a good video. Did.
Hey,
yes,
what a trooper.
Notice they're hydrating.
Oh, yeah, they're hydrating.
Hydrating.
Yeah. That I don't love.
Come on, can I tell them something funny?
Yes, you can.
That's what we do here, Cam. Go ahead.
We try.
So this day, she wanted to make sure she, you know,
oh God,
cleaned herself out.
Ah, yeah.
So she's like,
so you
how
took
do
her
I
to Taco Bell.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I think girls just douche. You know, they douche it out.
Whoa.
So she looked it up, and I guess there's a solution that you squirt in your ass.
Fleet enema.
And it makes you it makes you shit within like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
old fleet in.
So she tells me on sex, you know, like, all right, I took this stuff today. And she sends me a picture. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, she tells me, so like 20 minutes, she tells me it takes 15 minutes. You're supposed to, you know, be cleaned out. I get home about 30 minutes later, 40 minutes later. I come inside. The dogs are sleeping. You can tell there's been no movement. I'm like, babe, I don't hear anything. She's in the bathroom still. I'm like, you all right in there? She's like, yeah. I was like, did you shit? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, why don't you come on? She's like, I'm still shitting.
I found some chewing gum I swallowed in the third grade.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, at least she didn't say, boy, that stuff tasted like shit, too.
There was some preparation that she did for it. So
I'll do it a couple hours ahead of time instead of an hour ahead of time next time. But yeah. Oh,
my goodness.
That was not fun.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I've been behind the scenes. Like, I can still share behind the scenes.
Of course.
You know, like, so it's like oozing out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sitting there with an owl's ass and it's still like oozing out.
It was clear at that point, though. It was clear at that point.
You better watch because there's all kinds. So you divulging that, you're probably going to get a message on OnlyFans later to be like, do you have video of that?
Do you have video?
Can't be on Fansly. Can't be on OnlyFans. They don't allow that.
I got you. I guarantee they'll be German too.
So I was wanting to talk to y'all about this. I want to kind of confront Ray about something in front of. I need some accountability here. I need some men around me.
What is all right?
Right. And we'll be your Huckleberry.
I figured you were the guy. You are uncut. You're pretty raw. Right. You know, seem like some smart men.
So we got him fooled.
I think Ray's into midgets.
Oh, no, God, don't say this. Please don't say this.
Why is that?
Whoa.
I'm serious, guys.
Okay, wait.
I will suck your dick right now.
We tried to
say what?
I'm serious now.
We'll put up a fucking paywall.
get these glasses on.
I know who he's full with this. Y'all listen. I got to tell you. Okay.
Now, wait. Just wait. Just give me a second.
You're not going to cut them off here.
But no, I'm not going to cut them off. I'm going to say the views expressed by Cam and Ray are not necessarily that of the TNA podcast.
I bet they will
and,
be, though.
And instead of using the word midget, we will use vertically challenged. But anyway, go ahead.
Vertically challenged.
No.
The lollipop
guild. Yeah. There you go.
Not true.
The Oompa Loompas.
No. Okay. So Cam worked out of town for about a month, and he was gone, and still needed to make content, and Cam is the only man I'm ever going to sleep with because I love him and his dick is amazing. I ordered a torso doll that was supposed to be like life size.
Oh,
torso.
This is what she says. They were midget torso.
Did you get it from Wish? Did you order it from Wish?
Torso. Oh. It was not. It was supposed to be a full size. The only thing full size on that thing when it came was like its dick. This torso was the size of like a. I don't even know
a short person.
It was like a tiny little
So that's Timu for
it was
you.
Awful, y'all. I sent it back immediately, and I wish I'd never told him about it now. But it was not good.
I don't know. What do y'all think about this? I don't know.
I didn't use it.
You didn't use it.
You
didn't use it at all.
No. It was creepy.
I don't know about that.
It was like a giant dick sticking out of a little tiny body. No.
So I see.
She ordered a girl version of it too. And said she, and so I'm like, what's going on here?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Role play with it, but. It sounds like it was not. No,
it sounds like some sort of weird anime shit going on.
It was weird, y'all. It's weird. No, I learned my lesson. Only real dick.
speaking of real dick, Cam.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something to me.
No, that's different. I mean real dick, not being dick-like. we've talked about you being her co-star and organizing some of the content. It's your all's fantasy. It's things that you come up with. Has the discussion ever come up about you having your own OnlyFans?
I don't think so. It has a little bit, but I really just don't have, I'm not into the social media. Like I don't, you know, I'm, it's hard to get me concentrated on something like that. I say that.
Have the time to do something like that. Cause you know, considering the very first video we ever saw, our introduction to you was Ray on a bed looking wonderful. And then slowly.
Oh, God. I forgot.
In from the side.
I forgot about that for just a second till you brought it up. Here
comes the gimp.
Because I saw it and I was like, I had forgot about it too, but that was the first video I saw. And I'm like,
I should have wore it.
and I saw it first and I'm like, don't get me wrong. I was enthralled with the whole video. Don't get me wrong, but that just struck me. I'm like, God damn it, Sam, you've got to see this. And I'm like showing him, and I mean, it's just like, and I can't even recreate it for the site.
Yeah. It's just and you had a mask on, and I could still see the shit eating grin on your face when I was like, oh my God, this is great. Spider's got him a couple of flies.
Gimp sleeping.
I figured maybe she kept you locked up in the gimp cage all day. And the only time you were allowed out is whenever she was home and ready.
That's funny. Well, you know, you guys, as far as him having an OnlyFans, what I do is it's both, you know, it's both of us. This is our OnlyFans. I always say that. He gives me all the credit, but this is ours together. And, you know, I do solo content. I do solo pictures, but it's probably 70% or 80% joint, pretty much everything, pictures, videos of the both of us. So this is his OnlyFans account.
This might, I don't want to put him on the hot seat, but that made me think of a question. When you, since he is your co-star and he is in a lot of your content, do you get comments or requests from your subscribers based on him? Even though he doesn't have his own OnlyFans, but
I have some bisexual subscribers who have specific things that they like about him, and they will comment and they want to see him do certain things to me. They come to our live shows. We do 2 live shows a month now, and everybody that has renewal gets a recording sent out for free. Just a little thank you, because we love him. And so they'll have a lot of requests for things they want to see him do. And it's because they think he's hot too. So
I'm going to say this and get it out of the way, and you can reply, and we don't have to get in a big long monologue about it. But Cam, I'm just, and I don't want to make assumptions, but I'm pretty sure you're pretty hetero, correct? Because I've seen you in action, brother. I'm just saying. You pretty much put it out there like there's no question about that. But knowing that they're bisexual or potentially gay men or whatever, seeing you in a compromising position. Well, you have Ray in a compromising position, but still you're out there.
Depending on that camera angle.
does that bother you in any way? Does that make you self-conscious or anything like that?
Not self-conscious. I mean, I'm straight as it gets when it comes to that, you know.
Right.
But you know, it doesn't, I mean, you know, it's,
I guess what I'm, I guess what I'm asking is, do you find it flattering?
I guess a little sick piece of me probably does think it's flattering.
Thank you for being honest. Thank you.
You know, but
we just like people watching us fuck. I mean, there's
nothing wrong with that. And y'all, and well, you guys do it pretty good.
Seen the one where I put the prostate massager up his ass, have you?
All right, here we go.
If you're gonna bring up the midgets, I gotta talk about it.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
Sam, we went from midgets to digits.
So, you know, that was, you know, I had a lot of fans who really enjoyed that because they got to see me doing that dance.
I was going to ask if you've ever pegged him.
No, you can't do that on OnlyFans, but. Right.
No. One finger only. That's it.
That's right.
Wiggle that finger.
Oh, my God.
Do the trick. No, I was going to step back because Jason's got a little bit of experience in that matter.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do. You talked about it on one of the episodes.
Mm. Why you got to bring that shit up for?
Because it's fun. Ooh, yeah. I enjoy it.
Each their own, man. We don't judge.
Hey, there you go. There you go. And this is about them, not us. Shut the fuck up. But we're kind of winding things down here because we want to make sure that we get you on our Pod Nation TV platform. Mm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have to keep interviews at an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. So we have passed the hour mark already, and it's funny how things go so quickly. What we really want to do is make sure that you can give us all the information, and I don't want to be letting anything out of the bag. We still got a few minutes here, so I ain't gonna shut the fuck off. You mentioned something to us that might be coming that you're doing. And I don't want to say it might be something
with the Viagra.
No. It gets a heart a cat can't scratch it. you talked about maybe doing something similar to what we're doing now. Is that letting too much out of the bag?
No, we can talk about it. It's going to go in conjunction with my YouTube. I'm going to be starting a podcast, and I can't wait. You guys are going to be on it.
Wow.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. We won't be talking about any pegging.
Well, we might. You don't know what I'm going to ask you.
I'll come up with some questions.
That's when I'll start going.
To you, so that way you can ask Jason.
That's when you realize that I control all this shit, and all of a sudden my camera goes boop, black. But tell everybody what you've got in the works, what you've got currently going on. I know this probably like you got to go through that Rolodex in your head.
Oh my gosh.
I'll go ahead and speak for Cam first. Cam's got a lot of pussy and he's got a big old wiener. That's about all he's got going on. What do you got going on?
Sums it up. Oh, what she got her hand on right now, buddy?
No.
I will never tell.
Not for free,
my
right?
Security blanket, baby.
Woo, not bank. For, not bank. For... It's the bank. Oh, whoa. My goodness.
Oh, you know what's going down in here after we get off of this podcast.
I happened to look away. What the hell did I just miss?
You missed a paddle. Oh. That's what you get for...
No. Well, he had two restraints over there. I figured one of them was probably a cock ring.
Ouch.
About right. No, to answer your question, I have a lot of great things coming up. Some of them I can't talk about. I did let the cat out of the bag in the documentary. I've signed the contract, and we're working with a couple of different studios who have interest in it. So that's going to be coming very soon. I mean, that's a long process, though. You know, doing a film is a pretty long process. But
really exciting. About
that. Yeah.
I'm writing a book, and my book has the same title as my YouTube channel, which is No Expiration Date. Because I'm going to tell y'all, it does not matter how old you are. If you think it's too late, it is not too late. If you are breathing, it is not too late. Because I've completely reinvented myself in ways I could never imagine. So that's coming up. I'm almost finished with the writing process, and then the editing will begin. Cam's going to give it a first pass editing, and then we'll see where we're at. But I'm really excited about that book. And there is also some talk about that book being made into a movie by the same people who are doing the documentary. So that's
really?
Yeah. So I don't
gotcha.
Know. You didn't hear anything here, but anyway, that's happening. The course and the coaching program are going great. I'm very excited about that. It's near and dear to my heart. I have a daughter who's 27, and while she doesn't have an OnlyFans, she thought about it, decided she's really more of an introvert. But I give the advice I would give my daughter because I care. Like, I'm not doing this for money. Obviously, it's a business to me, but I'm also doing it because I feel like there are so many people taken advantage of in this industry. And, it's just something I want to help with. I don't want people to be taken advantage of. I want to help them to avoid that struggle best. You know, I've been really blessed and I want to give back. So super excited about it.
Fantastic. And the whole movie thing, I just kind of zoned out there for a minute. When you're talking about a movie, I'm like, really?
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Don't.
They've got first option on it, so we'll see.
When you,
I've already signed an option contract for the documentary, but the movie is part of another deal that I signed a while back, and they got first option.
Wow.
When you all become famous and become billionaires,
yes,
don't forget about us.
Remember the little people.
Yeah, the little people.
You guys, we love you. We'll never forget you.
Sweet.
So, cool. Maybe you can step over to our merch area and buy like a sticker for your private jet or something like that.
I was going to say if it was like a biography type of movie after the documentary and they have a biography, I would personally like George Clooney to play me, for my cameo.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, right.
It's funny. We were talking in the car last week about who we would like pick to play us.
Yeah, we
would. Oh, and who'd that be?
Well, yeah.
Come on now. Tell us about it. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to be like a Matthew McConaughey or a Mark Wahlberg.
I got you.
I figured Jason Statham.
Well, you got that.
All right.
There you go. You got your shirt on too. Ray, who would you like to play you?
That is a really hard one for me, but I think that I would probably choose, oh gosh, I don't even know, y'all. It'd have to be somebody age appropriate. So Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Shit. Oh, you just hit. You know, when you have a list,
that's my Viagra.
The list.
Yeah.
Sam's list. If you had like a top five, woo! Sam's list is Sandra Bullock, Sandra Bullock, Sandra Bullock, Sandra Bullock. That's it. The woman. So he'd be all for that. It'd be like,
or Jennifer Aniston, of course. I love her.
Oh God.
You can see that.
What was it? The Horrible Bosses. Have you seen that movie?
That is the best movie. I love it. That's what made me think of her, the lingerie scene.
Oh yeah. God. Yeah. I just saw clips from that and I thought, okay, I have a completely new respect for
her. She's a stripper in We're the Millers too. Have you seen that?
Oh, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Things?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, baby, it was
That was a different side of her. That was wonderful.
Well, guys, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight, and this was something we were really looking forward to catching back up with you. And it was a pleasure to meet you, Cam.
Yeah,
face to face. Not just seeing your big old root.
Yeah,
and also seeing you unmasked.
Oh my gosh, baby. We're going to send you a video. I'm getting that mask out.
Oh my God. Hey,
it's happening this evening.
Oh God. Anyway, it has been, Ray Richmond and Cam, and we will post all of your social media links in our show notes, and you can go visit her anywhere and see a little teaser of what you could find on OnlyFans. This has been Ray and Cam on the TNA podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Well, we don't have gimp masks, but we're pretty gimpy.
Yeah.
This is all for you, Cam.
Yeah, Cam.
You Cam Hawk motherfucker. This has been the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road, bitch.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink!